power. Iran, like other nations, has no, so far not recognized the new government formed by the Taliban after it took power amid a hasty withdrawal by U.S.-led forces in August. The visit aims at discussions on political, economic, transit, and refugee issues between Afghanistan and Iran, the Taliban foreign ministry spokesman said on Twitter. Already host to millions of Afghans and fearing a new influx, Tehran has sought to sketch a rapprochement with the Taliban. The United Nations said in a statement on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup succeeded in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. But his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. Neighborhood-based resistance committees, political parties, and other pro-democracy groups have carried out an ongoing campaign of protests under a no-negotiation slogan, and crackdowns by security forces have left at least 60 dead. The James Webb Space Telescope completed its 2-week-long deployment phase Saturday, unfolding the final mirror panel as it readies to study every phase of cosmic history, NASA said. The final wing is now deployed, NASA said on Twitter, adding the team was now working to latch the wing into place, which is a multi-hour process. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. An airstrike in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray killed 56 people and wounded at least 30 in a camp for the internally displaced, two aid workers told Reuters Saturday, citing local authorities and eyewitness accounts. Both aid workers, who asked not to be named as they are not authorized to speak to the media, said the number of dead was confirmed by local authorities. The government did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but the government has previously denied targeting civilians in the 14-month conflict with rebellious Tigrayan forces. The strike hit the camp in a town in the northeast of the region near the border with Eritrea, according to those aid workers. Russia responded angrily on Saturday to a comment by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken that Kazakhstan might have a hard time getting rid of Russian troops, saying he should reflect instead on U.S. military meddling around the world, including its interventions in Vietnam and Iraq. Blinken on Friday challenged Russia's justification for sending forces into Kazakhstan after days of violent unrest in the Central Asian country. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the deployment in Kazakhstan was a legitimate response to that country's request for support from the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's an alliance of ex-Soviet states that includes Russia. The Kazakh intervention comes at a time of high tension in Moscow's relations with Washington as the two countries prepare for talks on the Ukraine crisis starting on Monday. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen did not seek to meet former Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi during his visit to the country this week and will take different approaches to the crisis there, Cambodia's foreign minister said on Saturday. The comments by Prak Sokhon indicate Cambodia, which is this year's chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will likely invite junta officials to ASEAN meetings, possibly starting with a foreign minister's meeting on January 17th. The regional group had last year taken the unprecedented step of excluding the junta chief, now in charge in Myanmar, from its annual leaders' summit. Hun Sen, who himself seized power in a 1997 coup and has in subsequent elections been criticized over crackdowns on his political opponents, returned from Myanmar on Saturday after a 2-day trip. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.